Alright, folks, we're back. I invited that girl who is Catholic, otherwise known as Michelle, the bane of the Pisser Possum, and I guess Checkifer. I'm going to go ahead and unmute her now. Hello, you're on the Moomin Turd.
Hello.
Alright.
Hi, how are you?
Oh, I'm well enough here every day, not in jail or nut house is a plus for me. Anyway, I think I've heard you before. You were the bane of old Checkifer of Vancouver. And Checkifer sort of messed up, quite a bit messed up in the head. And it looks like Visser don't like you much here. So how do you want to be called here? That girl is Catholic or Michelle or what?
Michelle. My name is Michelle.
Okay. Around how old are you, Michelle?
I'm 49 years old.
Okay. Well, you have a nice voice here. What's your ancestry or parentage, if you want to say?
Well, you know, I'm mostly German-Irish, but also
okay.
There's a lot of English. My family history. I had a knight. I have records dating back to 1211. He actually watched over the king's castle when the king went to fight in the Holy Wars. So, you know, but I don't base my life on my race. That's the difference here, I think.
Well, I, you know,
this Vister guy calling in, are you kidding me?
Well, he's calling in. He's had his chance. He's a Sephardic. He's a Sephardic Melungeon that I used to, I used to be sort of allied with him here, but he would, well, he'd pretty well betray me all the time he could get here. I'd go ahead and look at old posts in Stormfront. He was trying to get close to this, Debbie Downey, aka Clint Downey. She was, she used to be the second command of a Wash State clan, and she pretty well was a sexual mascot. She ran off the third command, who was the Clud, and now she lives with her little meerkat, Mark Downey, in Kentucky. And, you know, this show is about screwed up people in the bowel movement. And, essentially, I'm going to, have somewhat of an interview with you before, you know, put on the old Pisser Possum. He's known as a Melungeon. He's part, you know, he's part Jew. He's part nigger. He got a good deal of, Indian in him. So he's a mongrel. He's a Sephardic, though, Jew, as opposed to an Ashkenazi Jew. And you have a bunch of Jews. You have a bunch of Jews and Christian identity. Eli James, he's a Sephardic. Bill Fink is an Ashkenazi. Dan Johns is an Ashkenazi Melungeon, who gave crones to his, kid. So you have all these, characters here who aren't white, who are Jews, in fact, and they get into Christian identity. And I don't have a problem with you because, from my gear, you don't want to be Christian identity in any case, do you?
No, I don't want to be Christian identity because I don't believe in separating people based on their race. I believe in separating people based on whether they're good people or bad people. And if they're going to be abusive, I don't want to be around them.
Mm-hmm,
I'll stay away from them.
Well, you do understand you're calling someone who definitely does not agree with you on that. Essentially as a Christian identity pastor of mainly Swedish descent here, have some Prussian, even have some, what my grandfather Fred Lindstedt called Jenny Irish, which meant that lowland Scots, you know, not Pictish, but lowland Scots and Strathclyders, and I think they had their time in Northern Ireland, then they moved to Scotland, and then they came back under Cromwell, and in any case, yes, I'm a thorough racist here. I believe that non-whites are the beasts of the field and Jews are a spawn of Satan. So I'm not going to agree with you on, you know, we're not going to agree here. I think we do agree that Visser, essentially is a, well, he's a crazy mam, he's a crazy, part Jew mamzer here who, I don't know, what the hell's his problem with you anyway?
Well, I don't know, but he seems to want me to debate me on scripture, and that's basically why I called in, because I don't do debates. I don't use the word of the Lord to debate a man. That's not the intention Jesus had for the Bible. We are to use the Bible to get a better understanding between us and the Lord, between us and God. We are not to use it to try to change man. It's never worked. It is never going to work. We need to be able to refer to the Bible when we need to figure out something for ourselves, and we need to read it and try to understand it, but I'm not going to sit here and use it to debate an idiot like this Mr. guy.
Well, he's a part Jew, part mamzer. I mean, every so often he gets, he got real mad at my, one of my co-hosts, Logan Hunter. And for that, Keith Southworth, he tries to go ahead and get our talk show shows taken off the air here. He got all mad one time. He said, "I'm 25% Cherokee, LOL, whatever." And I've had a long dealing with Visser. I just got tired of Visser's thievery and skulkery and lying and. I mean, his wife is no better. I mean, she's a thief too. And pretty well the, him being a mamzer or something like that. I don't have a problem with you because you don't pretend to be Christian identity. So what are you? Are you a Catholic then? It says this girl is Catholic.
I'm a Roman Catholic and I've been to many different types of churches throughout my life. I just decided to completely go back to my Roman Catholic roots, and I got confirmed last year. I made the decision as an adult to do that because I've researched so many other faiths, and I just felt comfortable with my Roman Catholic faith. In the end, that's what I decided to do. My children are baptized, and they've received their first communion, and my son's received his confirmation. So, I'm not worried about my future or my son's future like a lot of these people are.
Okay. Well, I have a question. You seem to be a middle-aged woman with children, with a life. Why do you hang around nimbusters and mamzers pretend to be Christian identity? Or for that matter, why are you calling in to a half-bearded racist maniac? I'm sort of curious as to, why you hang around nimbusters and all these other characters? Because nimbusters, a lot of them are perverted as heck here. I mean, you got to be sort of careful what links you click here. There's some that you don't want to click.
I understand that, but I also believe that Jesus ain't with the sinners and the tax collectors. We're supposed to put ourselves out there. And anybody in those venues that decides they want to abuse me, if I don't react and I show them how people should react in a positive way and try to be Jesus-like, then maybe that will help somebody, even one person. If you can help one person in life that way, then I'm willing to put myself out there. It's not hurting me to spend, a little bit of time doing this. This is what I can do. I can't go out. I have my situation at home here, and so if I can do this to try to help somebody, I will do it.
Okay, your situation, someone was saying you had a retarded kid or something like that. I don't know if that's true or not. It doesn't really matter.
I have a child, yes. He does have a disability.
All right. So you said your situation. Are you a widow or someone living on disability or what?
I've been a widow twice in my life. My first two husbands died. Mm-hmm. And then I was married to the father of my children. I didn't have children by the first two husbands. And I am divorced from him and received an annulment.
Okay, well,
because of violence and alcoholism.
Well, that can happen here. I'm just sort of saying is that you look like what I call one of the normals, not one of the AB normals. You look like one of the normals, and I can't understand how what normals people would have to do with nimbusters. You know what I mean? I mean our. My particular religion is quite racist, is quite exclusionary. I don't you know, most of, I'm not really going out to, you know, going out of my way at all to try to preach to Catholics or, you know, well, normal people like you or relatively normal people like you. I mean, it's just sort of unusual that, you know, unusual that you have people like you hanging around Nimbusters or, yeah, the rest. I have not posted to Nimbusters for over a year. And I used to post.
I was going to say, when did you quit going to Nimbusters?
I read, oh, usually the morning after I do a show to see what the heck the Nimbuster tards are saying. Occasionally I'll go over, you know, the, this Peter Goodman here. I call him Peerless Goodman, sir. He's a Jew that pretends to live in Iceland here. He's actually just a crippled up, you know, Jew who I think lives in his mother's basement in Brooklyn. And he's...
Now, is that News Guy?
Yeah, it's News Guy here.
No, I like News Guy.
Well, I don't.
He's my favorite.
Okay, well, I don't like him here. I mean, well, you know, the last Saturday I called in, he's already called me Marty Chelmo here. So I call him a Jew boy faggot here, and so we don't have any liking for each other. I'm sort of interested here because I don't think Visser and Obagenderbender are going to stay together because Obagenderbender is Visser's brain such as it is. Left to himself, Visser is just simply a, you know, he's just simply a Sephardic Mamzer criminal. He runs off every so often, and I try to find out what happened to him, but he will run off almost, you know, he'll leave for, what, 4 weeks and a day or so, then he'll show up. So I'm wondering what the heck the deal is with that, because it's gotten sort of regular. But Visser is just simply a Mamzer criminal that hangs around Christian Identity, pretends to be a Christian Identity pastor. He's pretty well screwed up here. And I'm sort of wondering what the heck his problem was with you. I mean,
I actually was listening to him talking. I was listening to a recording of his and Obie's tonight because I'm trying to get familiar with everybody. And it's been a bit of a struggle because there's people on here that you don't know who they are because they're guests or, you know. So I'm just a little bit curious, too. I mean, curiosity, you know. I don't know why this guy is so pissed off at me. I've never even met this guy. I've never talked to this guy unless he's been somebody else under the guise of somebody else's name, and he's talked to me that way. I mean, that's very possible in talk show.
So what time
zone? He's probably lied.
Well, no, he does nothing but lie. I mean, you know, for some reason, you know, what, tail end of 2008, early 2009, he tells me, you know, I'm called this for a couple of times, he tells me apropos of nothing that he was hiding for 6 years on a murder charge or something like that. I thought that was bullshit. But, you know, I got locked up on these bogus child molestation charges here, where Zog Babylon was trying to destroy my life here, and they destroyed my family, and, you probably weren't here earlier. I believe that, you know, I mean, I'm very much different than you. I, Christian Identity, ordinary Christian Identity holds that white people are the lost Can, actually all 13 of the tribes of Israel.
No, I don't believe in that seed.
Okay, I understand. I understand that you don't believe. I'm just simply trying to say what we believe so you can have a little bit of, I guess, understanding about where we come from. I'm a dual seed line Christian Identity, which means that I believe, you know, furthermore, there's two seed lines, one good, one evil, and that white northern Israelite people are the good seed from Adam through Seth, through what, Noah, through Shem, through Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, Israel. And the Jews are the literal spawn of Satan, that Satan had sex with Eve and she gave birth to Cain, the first Jew. And then there's another, you know, not all the Jews were in the flood. Essentially, the first Noah's flood was a local flood. So there's a number of beliefs of dual seed line Christian Identity from which all of this stuff flows. And
is that based on that book of Jasher then? And this
No. The book of Jasher that me and Logan Hunter were covering, and the book of Jasher covers creation up until the conquest of Canaan and the very first book of Judges. It tend to run through quite a bit, so I was reading on my Bible study program, understanding, you know, dual seed line Christian identity. I was reading the book of Joshua. You've had the Jews,
my son's name, by the way.
Joshua? Okay.
Joshua James.
All right,
very strong Christian name.
Well, if you looked at the Bible, unlike Eli James, he just galloped through the book of Jasher. He's covered it 3-4 times already. Essentially me and Logan Hunter, we would read a chapter or so of Jasher, and then we would cover Genesis, and it pretty well went through Genesis pretty slowly. Then toward the end, it covered, it pretty well went, Jasher went by a lot faster than the Old Testament here. So what you have is, it tells you about Moses' Ethiopian wife. It says in the book of Jasher that, yes, she was a Cushite. Yes, she was more than likely dark, but Moses never had sex with that woman. She essentially was a political marriage.
That sounds like Bill Clinton.
Well, yeah, but Moses, Moses and Bill Clinton were quite different men, okay?
Let me ask you this. Do you believe in this Lilith, this other Eve?
When you get into dual seed line Christian identity, you look at a number of other things, and you can have you end up having some speculation. I believe it's indeed possible here. I came out from the Worldwide Church of God, Herbert Armstrong's church, which was really British Israelite, or you would call it one seed line. And pretty well, I essentially went to first time and a couple weeks before my 11th birthday, till about the age of, close to 21, I lived on the farm with my family, and yes, we attended the Worldwide Church of God. I joined the Army, I went to college, I was in rebellion against my teachings for about 15 years. Then when I reached about, age 34, 35, I started heading back. And essentially, I used to ask questions in the Worldwide Church of God, like, if it was just Adam and Eve, and, Cain's just killed Abel, why does Cain have to have a mark on his face? Doesn't Adam and Eve have enough sense to tell whatever children they have to beware of Cain because he has a bad temper, a bad attitude, he's been known to kill? And the answer is there were other people other than Adam and Eve there. And in many cases, I've gone ahead on my understanding dual seed line Christian identity, I've gone ahead and pointed out that Bertrand Comparé didn't say that Adam was the first white man. He said he was the first man of a new white kind of race. So you have critters like Visser. Visser showed up, pretty well all of a sudden in, 2003? And both him and Eli James are sort of vague as to who brought them in to Christian identity. I believe that Visser came in with the Rick Spring faction. So pretty well this show is about, about what's going on in both white nationalism, that I call the Bow Movement, and in Christian identity. And most of
Christian identity, you don't need to be a Christian identitist to believe in the white nationalism movement. Right?
No. Christian identity, though, it's like this here. All Christian identitists would be, I guess you would say, are white nationalists. We are all racist here. even the Worldwide Church of God, they will tolerate Jews and niggers and, you know, the rest of here. Some of them actually believe the Jews are Judah. But, you know, all Christian Identity are really white nationalists, but not all white nationalists are Christian Identity. You have a bunch of these characters.
I hear you guys talking about all this, and you're referring back to Adam and Eve and the Old Testament. I never hear you talk about Jesus Christ and the teachings of the love your neighbor as yourself and love the Lord God with all your heart, mind, and soul. It's always about destruction and hatred. I don't see how you guys are ever going to advance in your beliefs at all if you go around bashing each other and hating on everybody. That makes absolutely zero sense to me.
Okay, in the case of Visser, here is a part, you know, a Jew, you know, part nigger, part beaner, running around yapping about how I'm a convicted child molester when I'm not. I mean, I was under.
Were you called in for child molestation?
No. There was charges. A year, you know, a month and a day after they went and stole my grandchildren. I mean, in this country, they literally
filed the charges against you.
Oh, the Newton County prosecuting attorney.
So who went in and reported that you were doing something not right with children?
Well, what happens is that
Who filed the claim against you?
It was a Newton County police officer named Young, who claimed that a therapist said that my grandson said when they got him under therapy that I had kissed my grandson's penis and buttocks and all the rest here. I mean, essentially, it was not my family who claimed that, although they had a little mamzer here who was Roxy's sister's daughter's son. You know, he was some little mamzer who lived across the street here, and I think that he was, essentially being told that, you know, his charges would be reduced here, but essentially it was altogether made up by the Newton County authorities. And it was...
Were they dismissed?
Well, they had to be dismissed because, hey, they went ahead and sent me illegally to the nut house where I was doped up and tortured and my teeth, knocked out. I mean, essentially, all they were doing was illegal. Now, what I tell these people, I say, hey, look, folks, do not come bitching. If I go ahead and grab your children and squeeze their nuts and, testicles and a pair of pliers to have them testify against you. I mean, I believe, look, Michelle, I have a dream. I have a dream where essentially 120 million white niggers and 170 million MUDs and 6, 7, 8 million Jews essentially are dead, and there's only about 10 million white people left, ruled over by 10,000 warlords here.
But don't you understand that you guys are going to be outed too in the end? This is
no.
It happens over and over. You cannot be a leader without being attacked and killed, hated.
Well, yeah, I agree.
You've got your whole gang of
Michelle,
leaders. You're going to be
Michelle, overthrown. Michelle, I am not, I mean, I would say that my hatred is greater than my fear. I'll go ahead and tell a police officer is that don't be bitching when essentially I don't give a shit. If you want to claim you're innocent, you can here. But essentially, the sooner you confess, the sooner you get to die. I mean, I haven't come to bring peace here. I mean, Michelle, I really want pretty well the current order. I want 9 out of 10 Uyghurs and pretty well all the MUDs and all the Jews to die in this great tribulation which is coming, as I look at it. Michelle, do you believe I'm lying to you?
I believe that the great tribulation is a big made up thing by a bunch of different people. I don't believe in this the end of the world and getting all prepared for it. I think it's ridiculous. I think things happen. It's it's just kingdoms and nations that rise up and fall, and I just believe that we need to, the most important thing is that we teach our children to do good things in life and to be good, decent people. And that, if anything, will stop all this hatred and all these wars. I mean, I don't believe that you can run off and survive and live through this stuff. It doesn't happen like that.
Okay. Well, Michelle, I mean, you are, you know, I mean, I would say that you're typical actually here. I mean, I think you're probably, you know, a lot whiter than Visser, although that's not saying much. About everybody's whiter than Visser. You know, Jelly, I ridicule Visser because I've gone ahead and showed pictures of Visser, what Visser looks like, and Visser is obviously a Mamzer. And, you know, he has hooked nose, so he looks like a Jew, and he has a Sephardic Jew name. But anyway, I mean, Michelle, you don't believe what I believe in, and that is fine here. Do you really believe, you know, how many years do you think this empire has here left in it?
You know, I don't even want to imagine that, because that's not what I'm here for. I'm here to be one of God's children. I'm not here to talk about the end of the world and try to scare people. So I don't even want to go there and try to figure out when the empire is going to end. You know, I'm not a king. I'm a mother. Mm-hmm. You guys want to be kings, you want to play kings, you want to play chess, go ahead and do it. But anybody in a position of power in this world is going to fall. And so, you know, you're on the low end of the totem pole, I would say, along with Visser and all these other guys.
Okay.
If you want to talk about leaders and what's going on in the world, you need to talk about the main players. You guys are, you don't have any, nothing you do right now is going to change the direction of what's going to happen, because only Jesus Christ can do that, and none of you are the King of Kings.
Okay, well, I don't claim to be Jesus Christ here, but do you believe that this? I mean, you don't really want to talk about, well, the future. You want to? I think you want to.
Because I've been through so much turmoil because of somebody that believes this garbage, and it put me through hell because he wanted me to believe it so desperately and run away and have this life of survivalism, and I'm not going to do it. I'm going to live my life every day. I'm going to wake up and be thankful that I'm taking another breath.
Okay.
And, you know, try to help as many people as I can. I'm not going to buy into all this. Stop up, and when the end of the world comes, look, in this time we live in, if there is such a thing as the end of the world, there are going to be very few people that survive it.
Okay.
And America may not even be involved in it. America may not, we may be annihilated. So I'm not going to worry about it. I'm going to take my kids to SeaWorld. I'm going to, you know, enjoy my time that I have here on Earth. And I think that's what everybody should do.
And you live in, say, Florida? Right? I'm not really trolling for your
opinion. I live in Cali.
Where's Cali?
California,
okay. Mexifornia, okay. You said SeaWorld. All righty, I thought you lived in Florida. So you live in, what, Mexifornia here. And you're
No, I don't agree with that. Mexifornia?
Mm-hmm.
You know what? It's not like that. Have you ever been to California?
Yes.
So why would you say that it's Mexifornia? You think California?
Oh, heck, it was 20 years ago. 20 years ago, it, you know, I mean, shoot, it was awash with beaners. From my gather, it's even more awash with beaners now, is what I keep on hearing. So do you live in a gated community, or there ain't no Mexicans around where you live, or what?
You know what? I have friends who are Mexican people. I have friends from every race. I don't walk around discussing what their race is. If somebody's a good person, they're going to be my friend. I don't look at them based on the color of their skin.
Okay.
You know, we're at the border of Mexico. Of course there's Mexicans in California. I mean, there's Mexicans all over the United States.
That's
just like
true.
Every other. You know what? Why are you? You're Irish. They used to call you a potato head. You know.
Well, actually, actually, what happens is I was born and raised in Central South Dakota, and my grandfather, Fred Lindstedt, didn't even much care for Norwegians, to be honest with you, much less Irish or whatever here.
But your ancestors had to come into the United States somehow. They were white people.
Let's see, some of them, the Jenny Irish portion of it here, what happens, my grandmother told me about her father, who named her Jenny because a mule, he was a supply sergeant for the Union Army, and a mule kicked him down a well, and essentially he got disability payments for the rest of his life, so he was grateful for that, so he named his youngest daughter Jenny, after the mule that kicked him. It was a female mule. Well, in any case, you know. But anyway, let me see.
Maybe if more female mules kicked some men, they'd get their heads straight around here.
Michelle, you have a number of beliefs here. I believe that you live in a fool's paradise. I believe that as California becomes more and more Mexicanized here, you're going to be on the receiving edge of living in Mexico. It's going to be a little bit dangerous more and more as time goes on. But, you know, be that as it may.
You don't even know. You haven't lived here, really, honestly. People have a very strong heritage and a very strong influence with Catholicism as well.
Yeah.
They're very good people.
I agree here.
Just like Mexico has its bad people, because that's not because of race or religion. That's because of the leaders that have been put into power in Mexico and the things that happen. It's the people who ran the country who ran it down. Now, if anyone's to blame for what is going on in America, it's the leaders, not the people, not the color of their skin, but the people who have been in power. We have a great nation. We have a democracy.
Michelle, you can go ahead and say that moo to whatever here. I found out the very much the hard way that essentially the people in power do whatever the hell they want to. They went ahead and, you know, bought and sold my white grandchildren. They went ahead and sent me illegally to the nut house. They doped me up illegally. Knocked out 4 or 5 of my teeth here. And so as a result here, I believe that since they don't...
And so did the Mexicans do that to you?
No. Well, let me see. Actually, it's mainly Whiggers, although I was illegally doped up by 2 nigger psychiatrists here who didn't really like me very much. Let me see. Generally, as I look at...
Everybody who has done some sort of harm to you personally.
Well, that and
you,
you know that
because you've okay. had a very bad life. You've had some very bad experiences.
Well, yes, I've had very bad experiences. As I look at it here, since they don't obey any laws, why should I? I mean, as I look at it, I can do whatever the hell I want to them and anybody else who sides with them. And essentially, it's a matter not of law but of power. That's why I like dual seed line Christian identity. It means I can go ahead and essentially do whatever the hell I want to and exterminate 90% of the Whiggers and all the niggers and beaners and Jews and the rest here. So I really like my particular religion. Now you believe in Roman Catholicism here. To us here in Christian identity is the literal Baal cult of Cybele. It was pretty well formed. It was pretty well formed, you know, the Great Whore of Babylon. It was formed by Nimrod and Semiramis. It was essentially a perverted cult here, which got to Rome about a couple hundred years before Christ was born. And the reason they have all these priests, why, heck, they used to be just converted priests of Cybele. They used to go ahead and cut their own nuts off here and... that's what Roman Catholicism is. It's a man's religion. Now,
Roman Catholicism is a beautiful faith that's been here since the beginning of Christianity.
It's got the history
to back it. I'm not going to come to someone like you, a man who has decided to interpret the Bible in his own way, a man's way, when I have 2,000 years of history backing Catholicism. And this is what I did. I researched it. I went to SDA. I went to the Baptist Church. I went to other churches. And I researched all this stuff before I made my final decision. So I felt that of course, no religion is perfect. And there have been problems, but at least the Roman Catholic Church tries to fix and resolve the problems. None of these other Protestant churches or their leaders are coming out and talking about the sex and pedophilia that goes on in their churches. But they always want to ram the Roman Catholic Church. And that's not right, because you know it's going on everywhere. You even said it, it's everywhere. Evil is everywhere. But you guys all want, you all want this power. You all want this power, and you think if you have perfection in this perfect little religion that you're going to be these great powerful men, and it doesn't work that way. It doesn't.
Hold on, let me just break in here a minute. Now, do you dislike me because I'm a man or a white man?
I don't dislike you at all. Actually, I don't. I came into your show to listen to you tonight. I wasn't even
I've not treated you badly at all. Have I?
No, you've been very respectful, and I appreciate that. And I hope I have been too. I understand. I wanted to learn more about what you believe as well, and I have.
I've tried to explain to you. I mean, Visser, he calls himself the Vis, and he's part nigger himself. And I remember, about a couple months ago, he goes in, here is this nigger heifer who doesn't know very much, and this Nodge radio nigger, and essentially he screams and screams and screams at her, and I had to laugh because I guess she didn't know that Visser wasn't white, and Nodge radio, I guess, didn't figure out it was white, and I'm sort of finding it, sort of hilarious here.
Well, I've seen these pictures of Visser. Is that really him? This guy that looks like a crazed maniac on these YouTube videos?
Oh, well.
He's the younger guy.
Yeah, I don't go ahead and talk too much about crazed maniacs because I have half a beard myself here and rather long hair. So I probably look far more like a maniac than even Visser does. Of course, I look like a white maniac, blue-eyed white maniac, which is more than Visser or old gender bender can say here. You have all these.
So you're not bald?
No, I'm not bald, dear. In any case, I have three pictures here. One of myself at the age of 29, with a khaki shirt here. It's a military shirt. And then I have one of me when I was 42 in 2000 when I was running for United States Senator as a Reform Party candidate, and I got denounced by Pat Buchanan for racism. Now there's a lying, Catholic cockteeth lying whore for you, is Pat Buchanan. And then I got a picture from March 1st, 2009 where, well, here I am, long-haired, half a beard, and I have my little puppy dog sitting on my lap, and his eyes look like they glow in the dark here. So, in any case here, so I've had a number of pictures. I've gone ahead and showed pictures myself, and pretty well, most of Christian identity is just, like Pastor John Britton told me over 2 years ago. Asked me why I bothered to do a show, because he says, hey, the above ground Christian identity church is just wall to wall Jews and Mamzers. And Visser is both a Jew and a Mamzer. So, you have a bunch of these characters screaming and hollering about the Jews when, well, they are one. So,
the thing is, they scream and no matter what, they just scream.
Oh yeah,
that's what they want to do.
Yeah, that's what they want to do. Me, I'm a good deal more cold-blooded, but I think you live in a fool's paradise to where you think that the way things are is going to always be the same, and you've had a harder life probably from your husband's or your divorced husband than you have had because you live in California or someplace like that. You've had a harder life from, you know, I guess from your ex-husband than you have had anywhere else here. But, you know, me, I've had a harder life, and I'll admit, it's from these criminals who have destroyed my family and tried to literally have me railroaded on bogus child molestation charges and murdered in prison. So I tell them, I tell them to my face, you know, look, since they don't obey any law, if I can maneuver myself to a position of power where I can go ahead and destroy their families and essentially, essentially get a position of power and use religion to do so, why shouldn't I? Why shouldn't I
because
do...
that is against God's...
It ain't against law,
God's teaching.
It is not against God's teaching.
Okay, I can see you doing it. I can see you doing it because you want to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And you want your revenge, okay?
Oh,
that
yeah.
makes sense to me. But when you take the word of the law, I wouldn't do something like that because
no,
I'm not
no,
no. my life. I wouldn't even think to do something like
but,
that. But when you take the word of the Lord and you use it to do something like that, that's
going
to get you in big trouble, according to God's word.
No.
So you're only bearing...
No. Where do you get the notion here? Where do you get the notion that rebellion against tyrants and criminals and Jews is against God's law?
Well, it's not up to man to do the... punishing. It's not
so in short.
Punish these people. It's God's will.
Well, then,
hold on,
Michelle. If Yahweh has no portion, has no problem against using me to hunt down, exterminate, send screaming to hell these regime criminals, why should you have a problem? Wouldn't that be God's will?
Killing, and I don't believe in treating other people poorly.
Well, I mean,
I'm sorry that that's happening.
Michelle, essentially, you don't have a problem with evil doing, you just have a problem with me giving back into them who's done me evil here. You don't have a problem. You do not have a problem with evil. You do not have a problem with evil men. You have a problem with some men resisting evil men and essentially making you either choose sides or get the hell out of the way. You do not have a problem with evil. You don't have a problem with killing. You don't have a problem with murder. You just have a problem with me doing, going ahead and getting my revenge.
No, I do have a problem with killing and murder.
Really?
Something that...
Michelle, where were you on August 9th, 2004, when my grand show were taken away from me?
I wasn't there. But
I know.
Had I been there and had I thought it was the wrong thing, believe me, I would have stepped up and said something.
Okay. Let's say you said something. Hold on.
Because something bad has happened in my life.
Well, Michelle.
I've been taught to rise above that.
No, Michelle, you don't rise above it. You just pretend.
That's why people die in your life because they use drugs and they overdose,
mm-hmm.
or they jump off a bridge because they heard voices to tell them to do that. You don't follow them down that path. You go in the opposite direction down the right path, and you do the right thing with your life.
Michelle, we're not talking. We're not talking about crazy people. I've seen plenty of crazy people. Good Lord. I was locked up with them for 2.5 years. I've seen a lot of crazy people at the nut house. Lots of them. Probably far more than you have.
No, because I've been to the nut house. I actually visit the nut house.
Oh, you visit? Did you live in there?
I know, but I've
okay,
been
so,
there.
Okay, so why in the world?
I've been there many times.
I'm sure you have here. I'm sure
I've
you...
I've seen the way people are treated. I've seen the way the elderly are treated in some
mm-hmm.
of these homes. I've seen
oh,
the
yeah.
way these people are treated in some of these state-run facilities.
Oh, yeah.
I know what you're talking about.
Okay.
But you can't fix that the way you want to fix it. There
of course I can fix it. Michelle. If I go ahead and make some pig eat his testicles, do you think he's going to be running around stealing any more white children? I don't think so. I know how to solve evil. You solve evil by exterminating evildoers. And you exterminate anybody who allows them here. Michelle, if I was going ahead and making these criminals eat their nuts here, probably I would have a series of crosses right in the middle. And Michelle, if you want to go ahead, pretend you're Jesus Christ here, I'd probably go ahead and hang up you and your family, and then we'll see if you're so much better that you'll come back in 3 days. I don't tolerate anybody who does evil. I do not tolerate evildoers, and neither does Yahweh. I've gone ahead in a number of these Bible studies and pretty well brought in to where there are laws. I had Sheriff Ken Copeland go ahead and try to read me Romans chapter 13. So I went ahead and read him 1 Kings chapter 21, where the house of Ahab, everyone who dies of the house of Ahab in the fields will be eaten by the birds, and those who die in the cities will be eaten by the dogs. Yahweh does not tolerate evil people.
Okay, so what is your purpose to learning all the scripture and to preaching the scripture? What, in the end, if you don't want peace and love and joy and unity for people, then what is the purpose of doing this?
Well, I have a question.
I have a question.
What was Christ's purpose for coming to this earth?
To take away the sin.
For why? For who? Everyone?
Yeah. For
no.
Every human being that is a creation of the Lord.
Okay, well, let me see. I disagree with you here. Let me go ahead. You do recollect here in Matthew chapter 6 where he tells his disciples to not go to the Gentiles or the Samaritans, but only go to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. So he didn't go for everyone, now did he? He only went to the house of Israel, right?
I don't know scripture like you guys know.
So in
short, went town to town, and those that believed in him picked up and followed him.
Okay.
And he spread the word that he was coming.
Alright.
You know, maybe he didn't go to certain places, but his apostles certainly went back and did.
His apostles.
You don't know what they all did. You don't know what happened after those 12 apostles set out. You don't know where they all ended up and what they taught and where they went.
Michelle, you're already saying that you're ignorant. You have no idea what the scripture says. And then
I'm not ignorant. I'm not ignorant. I don't memorize scripture. When I need something, God will give me something that's scripturally related. I don't sit there and spend my time memorizing scripture and comparing notes because I think that's wrong. I don't think that's the way God intended his word to be used. You're using
really?
It against people to make people look bad, and that is not of God. Everything you... Right now,
well, it seems to me. No, it seems to me. You know, I mean, Michelle, you're not a Catholic.
I know every week the
you're
Catholic
not a Catholic, Michelle. Michelle, you're not a Catholic. Let me tell you.
Michelle, you act scared.
I go ahead and I quote scripture. You have no response to it. I guess Yahweh didn't tell you any what to go ahead and say to it. Like for example here, Matthew chapter 10. Verse 5, these 12 Jesus sent forth and commanded them, saying, go not into the way of the Gentiles and into any city of the Samaritans. enter you not. Verse 6, but go you rather to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Now, I have no idea here as to whether or not he was really keeping a good eye on Judas Iscariot, but Judas Iscariot had his own purpose in mind. He was an Edomite Jew who was sent to betray. But I believe that generally his disciples obeyed Christ as well as they could and that they were sent. Michelle, you're not really a Catholic. You're not really a Christian. You're what I call a solipsist. You know what a solipsist is?
No, I don't want to know because I am a Roman Catholic and a Christian, okay. And I have studied. I have
Michelle,
studied. I just
Michelle,
haven't memorized.
Michelle, let me just tell you that you
because
do not
I'm
worship.
I'm not going to memorize and misquote the word of the Lord. When I sit down and want to understand something, I will read my Bible and I will be directed on what to read. If I need to say something to you other than what I'm saying right now, if I need to quote scripture, believe me, scripture would come into my head to quote.
I doubt it.
There's no reason for me to do that because the way you use scripture is a negative, nasty way. You want to debate with God.
Michelle,
the word of the Lord.
Michelle, you're so funny.
You benefit you.
Michelle. Simple-minded man here, but who's able to do what's called linear thinking. I can't use logic. I mean, Michelle, you really, when it comes down to a solipsist, is someone who believes there is no reality other than himself here. You, essentially, Michelle, are a solipsist. You worship yourself here. I would urge you, rather than to waste time with the Roman Catholics, I would urge you to follow, you know, the Reverend Mongoloid Hardy, or Hardy Mongoloid. He used to be a creatard, and then when he was threatened to get his ass whipped here by the followers of Matt Hill, he became Woden's only living prophet.
Memorizing and misquoting.
I know.
I can come on and debate with you. I'll come in and listen to you all day long.
All righty.
I'm not going to debate you because you're a mortal man. You don't deserve it.
I know. I don't worship. I don't worship Michelle's Lord. I don't worship, well, the goddess Michelle. You really, rather than pretend to be a Roman Catholic or whatever, you ought just simply just have done with it and worship yourself here. That way you can go ahead and make up.
I go in every week to my Mass. I have the Eucharist, the body and blood of Jesus Christ. The Holy Spirit is in me, and that's all I need, and that's all Jesus said we need. The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Fine.
Give everything else over to Him.
So, in short, it doesn't really matter. It doesn't really matter.
I know. I'm a single guy earning my life.
I know you don't here. That's what I'm saying is that when it comes down to it, you don't want to know what Scripture says. You don't not want to know what Yahweh's law says.
I don't want to know the way you interpret
Scripture. Well, yes.
It in a negative way.
It's not nice.
You even admitted you're going to use it to get back at people.
I mean, that's the wonderfulness of Christian Day. The bad part is you end up having Jews and Mamzers like Visser and Eli James and Vinkel Sheedy and Brian Rio and Dan Johns. It's a bad thing is that you end up having lots of Jews and Mamzers. The good part about it is that, yes, you can use Scripture and you can use Yahweh's law to, well, essentially justify doing whatever the hell you want to in the coming Great Tribulation.
But anybody can do that. Anybody can.
But Michelle, the good thing, no, Michelle, you're the justifier. You justify your ignorance here. You have no idea what you're talking about.
No, God is the one who justifies what happens. If I were to take what you're saying, I would have been over there smashing my ex-boyfriend's face in with an iron skillet for what he did to my son. But I didn't do that because I knew God is going to do this. He's going to take care of this for me, and I don't need to put myself in jeopardy or my family.
Michelle. Yahweh appears to you whenever you need him here, and he's a nice little God. He's better.
Tempted.
I mean, Yahweh.
To go out and do evil.
Yahweh.
Right thing to do, but you have to remember, is this really the right thing to do? Let me pray on it and see what the answer is.
Don't tell me that I'm not a Christian because I can't quote scripture like you. You can't quote scripture because in some ways you know you're not able to. I know.
We have
the goddess Michelle here, you know. I mean, essentially.
Nobody should do that. You should read it for yourself and learn from it.
I'm talking to a younger Mona Montgomery. Michelle, we've been sort of having a little bit better conversation than I do with the Pisser Possum. Can we go ahead? We've been talking for about 54 minutes. Can I go ahead and take a break? You know, about a 2 minute break?
Yeah, I'm gonna hang up because I have to do things with my children.
All right, well, Visser wants to call in here. Did you want to talk to the Visser after the break?
I don't want to talk to him. He's going to be a lot meaner. You're not even mean. I don't want to talk to him.
No, you're meaner? Okay. All right, we're going to take about a 2 minute break, and if you're in, you're in. If you're not, you're not. Okay, Michelle?
Okay. All right. Bye.
Bye.